Archaeologists believe they've found the world's oldest stone tool in the Northern Territory. Carbon dating has shown that the chip from a ground-edge stone axe is 35,500 years old. Bruno David from Monash University found the artefact during an excavation at a site in Arnhem Land that's now being referred to as the oldest carbon-dated art gallery in Australia. He's speaking here to Meredith Griffiths.
The person who was using the axe was grinding it against a sandstone surface in order to make it a smoother surface. What you want to do is you want to make sure that there are no protrusions on the surface of the axe itself, so that the axe has a sharper cutting process going through the wood.
And what significance does that have in the history of human evolution?
The conventional story about the origins of grinding of edges, of in particular of the making of ground edge axes, is that they emerged in Europe as a result of the warming that took place after the last ice age. You've got an increase in biomass. As a result of that, you've got more food, you've got increasing human populations, and you've got a reforestation that is taking place because of the warmer temperatures. And in order to adapt to these changes, people are inventing ground edge axes to cut the forest. That's the conventional story. What we've got in Australia, however, is evidence of ground edge axes going back 35,000 years ago. Prior to this find, we already knew that along the Pacific Rim from Japan to Australia, ground edge axes existed between 20 and 30,000 years ago. So what this all means is that we know that the conventional story that comes from Europe does not explain the origins of axes globally. So we've got to think of it in a very different way.
It sounds like relatively sophisticated work then, that they knew what they were trying to do to make this axe the best that it could be. What does that tell us about either the individual who made it or the society that he or she had come from?
What we've got here is evidence of a stone that comes from a quarry tens of kilometres away, at least 40 kilometres away. And what we've learned from Aboriginal cultures, from Aboriginal societies, is that to understand the significance of a stone tool, we've got to go beyond economic kinds of explanations. For example, where the stone itself came from a quarry, and the quarry itself came from a landscape that was given meaning and that was created by dreaming ancestors and dreaming spirits. So that when you actually extract the stone from the surrounding landscape, what you are doing, you're also carrying with you the ancestral forces which give meaning and which give identity to the quarry and to that landscape. So there are symbolic cosmological dimensions to the reasons to why people not only make artefacts, but also in carrying them around and trading them, they carry with them those understandings of their own landscapes.
Where was the tool actually found?
The tool was found on the Arnhem Land escarpment within Jawoyn country, about 1.5 hours north of Katherine. It's a very remote location. It's quite a spectacular site that is covered with rock art, and it's a very well-protected site. It's a cave that is open on both ends. The advantage of having a site like that, a well-protected site, is that charcoal is preserved all the way down to the base of the excavation, which means that we can date how old materials are through the charcoal by using carbon dating.
So do you know what the site was used for? Was it a camp? Was it a religious site?
It's difficult to tell. Certainly people were camping there, and we can say that because of all the campfires that took place. It's very difficult for us at this stage to say too much about the exact purpose of the site. We're only still in the process of analysing everything that has been excavated.
Archaeologist Bruno David from Monash University speaking there to Meredith Griffiths.